This week on The Art Beat, we find out about a colorful new musical production happening at UK's Guignol Theatre.
There is an island where rivers run deep.
Where the sea sparkling in the sun earns it the name Jewel of the Antilles.
Well, hi, I'm Marion Phelps. I'm directing Once on This Island here for the University of Kentucky's Department of Theater and Dance. Thrilled to be on this project and excited to tell a Caribbean retelling of The Little Mermaid. The musical is by Lynn and Stephen Flaherty. They created the music as inspired by the novel My Love, My Love by Rosa Guy, and created the book and the libretto and everything very inventive and fresh. And it's exciting to bring that to the stage. We're longing for more sun and more heat and to be outside and to really be in community with nature. I think this is a great musical that brings that opportunity to us. We have lots of different people involved in this. We have people from the School of Music singing in this production. We have people from theater and dance. We have wonderful musicians from the community and from UK. And so we're really pooling all of our resources here. Everyone from brand new freshmen all the way to seniors who are about to make their debut into the theater industry and the world stage at large. It's been exciting. Our two lead characters, one is a freshman and one is a senior. And so it's been fun to see the leadership emerge from our senior members as they teach the freshmen, you know, professionalism on stage. How do we come in and how do we be prepared? And it's wonderful to see the freshmen step up to that challenge and really be ready to take on storytelling from a very professional standpoint. It's been exciting to have that mix on stage. I believe it was performed last in 2012. It's about to be reborn next year on Broadway. And first performance, I believe, was in the 90s, if I remember correctly, 92 or 94. So it is a fairly new musical. The people who wrote this musical also wrote Seussical, which truly could not be a further departure from Once on This Island. Lynn Flaherty is also known for her work in Schoolhouse Rock. So we're talking a pretty wide breadth of talent coming from her. It is timeless in its telling, and so it's exciting to see it cycle back through and become trendy again as we're looking for those stories right now of love and hope and survival. And I think this is clearly an outstanding story that helps carry those themes. We have a wonderful set designer, Bradley Worrell. He's bringing to us a set design out of New York City, actually. He's one of our alumni, and we have him as a guest artist on this production. He has brought some fantastic colors onto the stage. And what's really unique about his design is that it's also fairly minimal. Really letting the storytelling come from the actors and really giving them the challenge to carry the story. And so we have a couple of moving pieces, but by and large, it's a pretty open stage, which has been a joy as a director to get to play in all that open space. The costumes are beautiful, designed by Nelson Fields. He has brought a contemporary feel to this play, which has really created a timeless sense that this could be today, this could be 20 years ago, this could be 50 years ago, and really sort of tapping into the timeless themes of the story. The colors help tell the story in the costumes. We've got one group that is pitted against another group, and we have a nice divide there so that they're easily identifiable, but also vibrant and intriguing. I'm excited to put that on stage as well. There's an incredible amount of coordination that goes into producing a musical. To bring on such talented and wonderful musicians and have them meet as a group, to prepare them separately, to bring in a brand new faculty member, Anthony Alterio. He's coming to us bringing in our choreography. So we've separated out those rehearsals. And then we have Mary Joy Nelson and Rachel Black both heading up our musical direction and musical coordination. And so we have a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and it's really, really exciting because everyone's bringing such unexpected, unique, and incredible ideas to the table. And so coordinating everyone's good ideas is the unique challenge of doing musicals, but it's also the incredible joy of it as well. So we're excited to be working on this production in particular with a community member named Darian Sanders. Darian is a worship leader at a local church. And when we were looking for a really talented Papa Gay, one of our gods in the production, he stepped forward and has been a joy to work with. And so it's been exciting to involve the community, not just in a come see our play way, but also in a very direct way. He's added a lot to the production, and we're very happy to have him on board. We open on April 20th. Shows are at 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 20th through the 22nd, as well as 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd. Tickets to the production are $20 for general admission and $15 for UK students with a valid ID, and those can be obtained through the Singletary Center box office. You can call them at 859-257-4929, or you can visit them online at www.scfatickets.com, or you can purchase them in person during operating hours. We're working out of the Guignol Theater, which has several hundred seats to it. While tickets are going fast, of course, it is a larger space, and we're excited to have that room to bring in as many people from the community as possible.
Do you encourage people to come in their own Caribbean outfits?
Absolutely. We encourage full audience engagement. Break out those leis and those colorful clothes. We'd be happy to see you out in such a way.
Marianne, thank you so much for joining us on The Art Beat.
Thank you so much for having us, Joe. We really appreciate it.
I'm Joe Conkright, and thank you for listening to The Art Beat on WUKY.